In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm always a little uncomfortable with this, but it is the way our industry works. It's the same thing in acting, movies, TV. In the industry, those who are on microphone or on camera or on stage, Dan, they are called?
Actors.
No, they're called talent.
Oh, sorry.
Like we're called talent. And it's a little uncomfortable because it's as if like, I don't know, like we're the only talented ones here, which is not the case at all.
Especially on our show.
Right. I don't even know if we're the most important parts of a radio station. There's a lot of things going on here, okay? But our name is Talent, and it's a perfect way to comp it, because like I look at right now at Mark Grandy.
Yep.
I can see him. Now, Mark,
he's got talent.
He's very talented.
Very.
Both on the air and off. Lucas. Well, anyway, so like...
I mean, I'm not going to allow that. Yeah, Lucas is very talented.
I know he is. I'm kidding. Of course. Like there's... And this is what I'm getting at.
Okay. I got you, Lucas.
Good job.
Yep.
Thanks, Dibs.
Terrible at higher or lower, but talented.
Right. We all have our flaws.
Strengths and weaknesses.
We've all got holes in our game.
Sure.
There's no question. Okay. So this word, talent, I want to break it down at the highest of levels. Because whenever there is a disappointing player who was a high draft pick, oh, what a waste of talent. He's so talented.
Trey Lance,
he's
James Wiseman.
All that talent.
Yep.
And then there's wee little guy over here who you just found either at the bottom of the draft or not drafted at all. And, maybe he's 30 years old before he ever really gets some run. And that
Purdy.
Right. Pat Spencer.
Yep.
And that person is devoid of talent. But either he or her and or the team.
They.
Boy, they are squeezing every single drop out of that orange. And I don't know if we're using the word right, I guess is what I would like to say. So whenever I hear someone, and obviously today there's going to be a whole lot of Pat Spencer over here on one side of the coin, and then the likes of Jonathan Kuminga over here on the other side of the coin. And that's what we'll say. Oh, one of them. Boy, the Warriors have screwed this up because he's so talented. Which one is talented? Which one is actually talented? Because I think what we actually mean is that somebody has a sparkly skill set.
Mm-hmm.
But if that doesn't actually turn into execution, who cares?
Right, right.
Why are we so focused on quote-unquote talent, or as I would put it, we're misusing the word?
Well, I mean, what is talent?
What's talent?
Essentially, I mean, and you could put this into any business, any sport, any whatever you want to do, and ultimately, your talent is only as good as your ability to apply it to your business. So, yeah, your talent can only be what it is based on what you're trying to do. So, Pat Spencer, 6'2", can't really jump, isn't going to go by people off the dribble, and he can shoot pretty well. But is Pat Spencer talented? Probably not. Like, if you did an NBA combine on, like, dribble end to end and back.
They do an NBA combine.
But if they did it now, like ability to jump and all the things, he would be in the bottom 15%. So he's not very talented, but when he plays basketball, he plays to where he can score and they win.
And isn't that talent? Right. I guess that's what I'm saying. I've always actually wondered about the combine, as they call it in the NFL, the underwear Olympics. It's kind of a weird deal, right? We poke you, we prod you, we make you jump, we make you run around in circles, you put underwear on, you run really fast. You know what you don't do at the NFL combine? You don't play football.
Nope.
And there sometimes in lies part of the mistakes that teams make in the draft. Why did Lamar Jackson wait all the way? In this day and age of quarterbacks, where people lose their cookies to get up at the top of the draft board to get a quarterback, that guy made it all the way to the end of the first round. And now he's multiple-time MVP. And, by the way, what's odd there, he does have quote-unquote talent. But people talk their way out of it. Oh, he's not going to have real talent. No, he's got that too. So I guess what I would love to say today is Pat Spencer is talented. He's very talented. He just doesn't have a sparkly skill set. And that's okay, because NBA games are not won and lost by sparkly skill sets.
Right.
And now when we transfer that conversation to Jonathan Kuminga, I think that is definitive as well. That he's got a sparkly skill set. That doesn't win NBA games. And that is the problem. And everybody's insinuation that a coach or a team should automatically be able to turn a sparkly skill set into execution is a fallacied argument that's been proven every single year of every sport in every draft always. All of us could sit here without even thinking about it and come up with a list of 10 names who have sparkly skill sets and they sucked. I mean, out loud busts in the biggest way possible.
Right.
But they can do unbelievable individual little thingamabobs that get us excited about the sport. But it doesn't mean they can execute and win in their sport.
It depends on the system and the scheme. And I do think that JK, Jonathan Kuminga, in this system is not a great fit. Like, what he does really, really well, what makes him a great athlete, what makes him so talented is the ability to get the ball and do what he does. And in this offense, you don't want to have that person, because you got Steph, you got Jimmy, and your offense is not built around somebody who can just take over and go individual and all the rest of it. And so I think that JK, eventually, in the right system, he can be a great player. He can be a talented player, but will they win? I don't think so.
Well, and even that is only a projection. I'm not going to disagree with you. We've seen him put up points, and obviously, yes, he's got a sparkly skill set, and there are times where that really shows itself on the court, and there are times where it doesn't. But we are still completely in the I don't know zone with regard to whether or not Jonathan Kuminga, even in a different system, suddenly succeeds to become a consistent, you can do this every night, kind of 20, 25 point per game winning player in the National Basketball Association. You're kidding yourself if you think that that's there's a definitive answer to that. If I'll admit that I don't know, then you should too. We don't know that. We do not know that. That has not been proven by any stretch. Like, does it just not work here? Or does it just not work? We don't know that yet. The only thing I'd say we know is that it works sometimes.
Yep.
Sometimes it does. I'll say that. He's not like he stinks every time he plays. He's not that. But I don't think we've proven anything else.
No, and I look at Jordan Poole as a good example where, you know, when he was here, he was really good and they won and they were championship team. And, you know, at times he was maybe not quite the player they wanted, but then you go to Washington, which, all right, now it's your team, you and Kuzma, and he had 2 years there, and they didn't really win kind of ever, and then now he's in New Orleans, and he's only played 7 games, and it's probably too early to tell, but Jordan Poole, to me, is a great example where he's very talented, but your talent, it has to contribute to winning. Otherwise, I mean, what is it?
Let's wet the whistle a little bit, because I'd really love to hear from a lot of people today. Like, how do you define talent? Who's talented on the Warrior roster? Is Pat Spencer talented? How do you reason with the idea of, does his talent match some of the other Warriors who were first-round draft picks? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Matt and Arinda. Hi, Matt. Thanks for the call. What's up?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good afternoon, gents. Great crossover and good start to the show.
Thanks, Matt.
Just to touch on that. You're welcome. Just to touch on that, Mark. The answer, I think, is, talent might be the wrong word, right? Because if you're in the NBA, you're talented.
Sure.
All right, so let's park that for a second, okay? And I get it. Stats don't make for great radio, so I'll roll through them quick. But going into the weekend, the Warriors were 7-6. You can imagine how violent this discussion is getting on Bay Area dad's text chains. I mean, they're 7-6 when Kuminga starts, 4-6 when he doesn't. He averaged 17.5, 7.5, and 3.5 in October when he played more than 30 games. Draymond is the best defender on the team at a D rating of 112. Pods is 113. The rest of the crew is 114 and 115, including Kuminga. He shot 41% from three in October. They were 3-3 in those games. And that was the Lakers, Denver, Memphis, Milwaukee, Indianapolis, and Sacramento. Or Indiana and Sacramento, right? Like, they have a better winning percentage for the end of last season and the beginning of this season when Kuminga starts than when he doesn't. The problem with this team is way deeper than Kuminga, because the stats say they are better. They win more basketball games when he starts and plays 30 minutes.
Yeah, Matt, this is one of those. Thanks, Matt. That's a very, very clear numbers or numbers. If, yep. Are they yep. your numbers? Because I bet you've been trumpeting this for a while. Like, you come up with all kinds of numbers that suggest their efficiency on the floor when he's on the floor is not as good as their efficiency when he's not on the floor.
And it was a DNP against Chicago yesterday, and they beat the Bulls by 30.
They blew them out without Steph.
Yep.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.